It's Wednesday, February 2nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo arrested one of Kenya's most wanted terrorists last week. Kenya's government offered an $88,000 bounty for Rashid Mohamed Salim. The terrorist was known for slaughtering Christians. A source told International Christian Concern, quote, "This young man is a very big player in the activities of slaughtering Christians in this part of Beni. We have been receiving pictures and short films of him cutting the throats of Christians and the police," end quote. The United Kingdom plans to drop its COVID shot mandate for healthcare workers. A review found the mandate could lead to crippling staff shortages. Health Secretary Sajid Javid told the Parliament on Monday, quote, "Week by week, we are carefully moving our COVID response from one of rules and restrictions back to one of personal responsibility," end quote. Meanwhile, in Canada, the province of Quebec decided to drop its health tax on adults who refuse to get a COVID shot. And in Sweden, the government said it does not recommend COVID-19 shots for children. A health agency official said there was no clear benefit from giving children the shot. On Saturday, former President Donald Trump appeared at a Save America rally in Conroe, Texas. He described how far the economy has fallen in just 1 year under Democratic leadership.
"What Joe Biden and the Pelosi-Schumer Congress have done to our country in just 1 year is a travesty of the highest order. Inflation is skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, supply chains are crumbling. Can you believe what's happening? You can't get anything."
The former president urged Americans to vote for tough, America-first Republicans this fall.
"If you care about your future, your family, and your country, then you have no choice. This November, you have to throw these raving lunatics out of power and elect strong, smart, tough Republicans who will restore your borders, protect your safety, defend your jobs, and put America first."
Last week, the city of Louisville, Kentucky agreed to a $75,000 settlement after suspending a police officer for praying outside an abortion mill. Last February, Officer Matt Schranger prayed with his father outside a closed abortion mill while off duty. The city immediately suspended the 13-year police veteran and put him under investigation. Matt Heffron, the Thomas More Society senior counsel, noted, quote, "Schranger was treated very differently than other officers who had undeniably engaged in true political protest and activism while participating in LGBT and Black Lives Matter demonstrations," end quote. This week, government schools across the country are teaching Marxist activist curriculum from Black Lives Matter as part of the organization's annual School Week of Action. The curriculum is based on the 13 Black Lives Matter guiding principles, which include support for sexually perverted lifestyles and disrupting the nuclear family structure. Todd Pirro with Fox and Friends First listed some of the teaching objectives.
"So instead of math and science, you know, the stuff that we learned when we were in school and the stuff that you're supposed to learn, here's what the kids are going to be learning this week instead. These are principles that are being used for the BLM teaching event. Restorative justice, transgender affirming, queer affirming, and Black villages. We'll get to Black villages in a moment, but how is any of this appropriate in any school, much less for kindergarten and first grade students?"
Ephesians 6 verse 4 says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." Last month, the Biden administration reversed Trump-era policy and will now allow male inmates pretending to be women to be placed with female prisoners. The U.S. Department of Justice also requires personnel to address gender-confused inmates by their so-called preferred pronouns. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas introduced a bill to prohibit the Bureau of Prisons from housing prisoners with persons of the opposite sex. He said, quote, "President Biden's plan to house male and female prisoners together will put women in danger," end quote. The Texas Health Department found that the number of abortions in the state fell by 60% last September. That's when the Texas Heartbeat Act came into effect. If a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected, typically at the sixth week of gestation mark. Before the Heartbeat Act, over 160 unborn babies were killed each day in the Lone Star State. After the heartbeat bill became law, that number fell to 70 each day. Thankfully, 90 babies have been spared abortion each day, adding up to as many as 13,860 babies saved since September in Texas. And finally, the Center for the Study of Global Christianity at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary released their 2022 Status of Global Christianity report. The report found that Christianity is increasing at a 1.17% growth rate. This year, an estimated 2.56 billion people will identify as Christian, and 3.33 billion will identify as Christian by 2050. Christianity is growing fastest in the global south regions of Africa at 2.77% growth and Asia at 1.5% growth. 20 years ago, a majority of Christians lived in global north regions like Europe and North America. Now, a majority of Christians live in the global south. Psalm 22 verses 27 and 28 says, "All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations." And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, February 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.